From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Islamic State claims responsibility for Thursday's deadly attack in Jakarta, Indonesia. The coordinated bomb and gun attack left 7 people dead, including all 5 of the attackers. The Islamic State-linked Amak News Agency says the attack targeted foreign nationals and security forces charged with protecting them. Foreigners were among the 20 people who were wounded. The violence began with a series of explosions mid-morning in an area near a shopping center, luxury hotels, embassies, and other office buildings. The first 2 blasts occurred in the outdoor smoking area and parking lot of a Starbucks. A 3rd explosion rocked a small police station. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the assault. Speaking in London, where he was meeting with Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, Kerry said that those who carry out these kind of attacks have no hope of succeeding.
There is nothing in any act of terror that offers anything but death and destruction. And so we stand together, all of us, united in our efforts to eliminate those who choose terror, and we are absolutely committed to our fight against Daesh, against Boko Haram, against al-Shabaab. And that is the challenge, evidently, of our times.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed solidarity with the Indonesian people. Indonesia's president, speaking to a local television station, condemned the acts of terror, stressing that authorities are working to contain the situation. Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, has been the target of several terrorist attacks, most notably the 2002 Bali bombings that killed 200 people, mostly foreign tourists. This is